Welcome back to Mbaga Media, Tech Talk. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating and complex world of OpenAI and their groundbreaking, yet enigmatic, video generation model, Sora.
Absolutely. Sora's initial demos were mind-blowing, showcasing an incredible leap in AI's creative capabilities. It really felt like a glimpse into the future of visual storytelling.
It truly did. The ability to generate such realistic and coherent video clips from simple text prompts promised to revolutionize industries from filmmaking to advertising. But as we've seen with many revolutionary technologies, the path from demo to responsible deployment is rarely straightforward.
Exactly. And that's where this whole Sora problem narrative emerges. It's not just about technical glitches, it's a multifaceted challenge touching on ethics, societal impact, and the very core of how we develop and release powerful AI.
And this complexity is perhaps why OpenAI has brought in Chris Lehane, a figure known for his expertise as a fixer in crisis communication and strategic advisory for high-profile tech companies.
Lehane's involvement certainly signals a strategic pivot. His reputation is built on managing public perception and navigating turbulent waters. Bringing him in suggests OpenAI is anticipating, or already dealing with, significant reputational challenges related to Sora.
It raises some intriguing questions, doesn't it? Does this mean OpenAI believes these challenges are surmountable with the right strategy, or does it subtly acknowledge the severity of the issues, requiring more than just engineering prowess?
I think it's likely a bit of both. Lehane's role would be to carefully shape the public discourse, proactively address ethical concerns, and craft a narrative that positions OpenAI as a responsible steward of this powerful technology, even as it's still in its early stages.
Adding another layer to this unfolding story is the recent departure of Andrew Tulloch, a key AI researcher, from OpenAI to Meta. His move comes at a particularly sensitive time, prompting speculation about its connection to Sora's challenges.
Tulloch's background as a co-founder of the Thinking Machines Lab implies a deep understanding of AI development. While his move could be for personal career reasons, its timing is significant, making us consider if it's a symptom of internal pressures surrounding Sora.
It certainly highlights the fierce competition and constant talent migration within the AI ecosystem. When researchers move between major players like OpenAI and Meta, especially during periods of intense development, it inevitably draws attention to internal dynamics.
Indeed. It makes you wonder about team morale, potential strategic disagreements, or the perceived viability of certain development paths within OpenAI. These departures can sometimes signal broader organizational currents.
Let's unpack the Sora problem itself. It's more than just the difficulty of generating realistic video. On the technical front, maintaining temporal consistency, object permanence, and precise user control over extended sequences is a monumental engineering feat.
And the computational power required is immense. Ensuring characters don't inexplicably change appearance or objects behave realistically over time demands incredible sophistication. Plus, giving users granular control over every element remains a significant hurdle.
Beyond the technicals, the ethical and safety concerns are arguably even more pressing. The potential for misuse, particularly with convincing deepfakes, is enormous.
Imagine realistic videos of public figures saying or doing things they never did. This could be weaponized for misinformation, political manipulation, or personal defamation, with devastating consequences.
Then there's the issue of bias. AI models learn from vast datasets, and if those datasets reflect existing societal biases, Sora will inevitably perpetuate and potentially amplify them.
This raises critical questions about fairness and equity. If the training data underrepresents certain demographics or portrays groups stereotypically, the generated content will reflect that, potentially reinforcing harmful biases.
We also can't overlook the complex issues surrounding copyright and intellectual property. Sora is trained on an enormous corpus of existing video content, leading to questions about fair use and attribution.
Exactly. Who owns the copyright of an AI-generated video heavily influenced by copyrighted material? These are uncharted legal waters that will likely lead to significant disputes and require new legal frameworks.
And looking further ahead, the specter of job displacement looms large. The ability to generate high-quality video content with AI could profoundly impact creative industries.
Filmmakers, animators, advertisers, journalists, many professionals could see their job markets shrink. This potential disruption requires societal and policy-level adaptation, not just technological advancement.
This brings us to the delicate dance of deployment and release strategy. OpenAI faces a significant dilemma. How do they release such a powerful, potentially disruptive technology responsibly?
There's immense pressure to compete in the rapidly evolving AI landscape, with giants like Google and Meta also pushing boundaries. Rushing Sora to market without adequate safeguards could lead to backlash and erode public trust.
So, OpenAI is in this intricate position, grappling with what we can call an impossible mission. Balancing the drive for innovation against the imperative to manage inherent risks and societal implications.
At the heart of this tension is a fundamental conflict: OpenAI's mission to ensure AGI benefits humanity versus the practical reality of deploying powerful, potentially destabilizing AI like Sora.
The Sora problem forces them to confront fundamental questions about their development philosophy, public engagement, and ultimate responsibility as pioneers. And their experience might be indicative of broader challenges for all advanced AI developers.
It really is a case study in the evolving landscape of AI development. Technical prowess alone is no longer enough. There must be equal emphasis on communication, ethical frameworks, and proactive risk management.
And the role of individuals like Chris Lehane is evolving too. They're becoming integral to the development process, not just crisis managers brought in after the fact. They're shaping the narrative from the early stages.
They are tasked with anticipating pitfalls, engaging stakeholders, and ensuring the public conversation is informed. This is crucial when the pace of AI advancement can outstrip our ability to adapt.
The competitive pressures driving these advancements are undeniable. The race to develop and deploy powerful AI systems increases the risk of cutting corners or overlooking critical safety and ethical considerations.
The story of Sora, Lehane's involvement, and Tulloch's departure are vital signals of the high stakes and inherent complexities in pushing AI boundaries.
Ultimately, the Sora problem is not just an internal challenge for OpenAI. It's a harbinger of the complex technical, ethical, and societal questions the entire field of AI must confront.
The ability to balance innovation with responsibility, to foster progress while mitigating harm, will be the defining challenge of this technological revolution. OpenAI's situation offers crucial lessons.
Indeed. The path forward requires introspection, collaboration, and ethical leadership. It's about building not just smarter machines, but a more resilient and equitable future for everyone.
The decisions made today, in the crucible of challenges like the Sora problem, will undoubtedly shape how we navigate this frontier for years to come.
As we look at Sora, it compels us to ask broader questions about the future we are building. Are we prepared for a world where the lines between reality and simulation are increasingly blurred?
And how do we ensure these powerful tools serve humanity's best interests, rather than exacerbating our existing divisions? These aren't easy questions, requiring collective wisdom.
OpenAI's current predicament, while specific to Sora, serves as a potent reminder that the future of AI is a shared responsibility for technologists, ethicists, policymakers, and the public alike.
The story of Sora is far from over, and its resolution will offer crucial insights into how we navigate the promises and perils of artificial intelligence collectively.
The strategic pivot to bring in seasoned communicators like Lehane, coupled with talent churn, suggests OpenAI is acutely aware of the immense stakes involved.
They aren't just building a video generator, they are grappling with the very essence of responsible innovation in an era of unprecedented technological power and potential disruption.
The challenge is immense, and the path forward is fraught with uncertainty. But by dissecting these complex situations, we can equip ourselves to face the AI revolution with open eyes.
It's about understanding the interplay of technical ambition, ethical considerations, and strategic maneuvering. This allows us to approach the future of AI with informed minds and a commitment to a better outcome.
Let's drill down into the specifics of these ethical quandaries, particularly the creation of deepfakes. The immediate and alarming concern is the potential for election interference or political manipulation.
Imagine a cascade of hyper-realistic videos depicting candidates in scandalous situations or making fabricated statements. The speed at which such misinformation could spread is terrifying and could destabilize democratic processes.
And beyond political ramifications, consider the personal harm. Individuals could have their reputations shattered by fabricated videos, leading to job loss, social ostracism, and severe emotional distress.
This raises the question of responsibility. Who bears the blame when such harm occurs? The developer, the platform, or the malicious user? Our current legal frameworks are ill-equipped to answer these complex questions.
Then there's the insidious nature of algorithmic bias. If Sora's training data reflects historical biases in how different groups are portrayed, the AI will inevitably learn and replicate them.
This could manifest subtly, like always depicting doctors as male and nurses as female, or more overtly, generating discriminatory or offensive content. Mitigating these biases requires technical solutions and diverse development teams.
The intellectual property and copyright issues are also significant. If Sora generates content in the style of a specific filmmaker, who benefits? Does the original artist receive compensation or recognition?
The current legal landscape, built around human authorship, is struggling to keep pace. We're likely heading for significant legal battles and a redefinition of copyright in the digital age.
And the economic implications are profound. While it could democratize content creation for small entities, it poses a significant threat to the livelihoods of many creative professionals.
Animators, graphic designers, videographers, their job markets could shrink. This societal disruption requires proactive planning from governments, educational institutions, and AI companies.
Consider the strategic challenge of deployment. OpenAI is in an innovator's dilemma: immense pressure to release Sora and compete, versus the risk of releasing it prematurely without adequate safeguards.
Rushing could lead to a PR disaster, regulatory scrutiny, and erosion of public trust. The AI race is on, but falling behind might be less damaging than releasing a flawed or harmful product.
This is where Lehane's expertise comes in. He's likely advising on how to frame the narrative, proactively address criticisms, and build a framework for responsible rollout.
This includes strategic communication, risk mitigation, and policy engagement. It's about building trust and transparency, even when it reveals challenges.
The departure of Andrew Tulloch to Meta underscores the competitive dynamics. While individual moves can be complex, the timing is suggestive in such a high-stakes field.
It highlights the intense pressure on these companies to deliver cutting-edge AI. And it means valuable expertise gained at OpenAI could now be leveraged by a direct competitor, adding to the complexity.
What can we glean from this intricate situation? Firstly, AI development is no longer just an engineering endeavor. The most successful companies will integrate technical brilliance with ethical consideration and public engagement.
Secondly, the role of strategists like Lehane is evolving. They are becoming embedded partners, helping to anticipate and mitigate risks from the outset, recognizing that AI's biggest challenges are often human and societal.
Thirdly, the competitive landscape is a powerful accelerant. The race to AI dominance increases the risk of overlooking critical safety and ethical considerations, as the story of Sora illustrates.
And finally, the Sora problem is a clarion call. As AI becomes more powerful, the questions of how we develop and deploy it, and who benefits, become paramount.
OpenAI's tightrope walk is a preview of the challenges the entire global community must address. Balancing innovation with responsibility is the defining challenge of this century.
The future of AI requires a deep commitment to introspection, collaboration, and ethical leadership. It's about building a more resilient and equitable future alongside smarter machines.
As we look at Sora, it compels us to ask broader questions about the future we are building. Are we prepared for a world where the lines between reality and simulation are increasingly blurred?
And how do we ensure these powerful tools serve humanity's best interests, rather than exacerbating our existing divisions? These aren't easy questions, requiring collective wisdom from all sectors.
OpenAI's current predicament, while specific to their technology, serves as a potent reminder that the future of AI is a shared responsibility, demanding input from technologists, ethicists, policymakers, and the public.
The story of Sora is far from over, and its resolution will offer crucial insights into how we, as a society, navigate the promises and perils of artificial intelligence collectively.
The strategic pivot to bring in seasoned crisis communicators like Lehane, coupled with the churn of key talent, suggests OpenAI is acutely aware of the immense stakes involved in this venture.
They aren't just building a cutting-edge video generator, they are grappling with the very essence of responsible innovation in an era of unprecedented technological power and potential societal disruption.
The challenge is immense, and the path forward is fraught with uncertainty. But by dissecting these complex situations, we can equip ourselves to face the AI revolution with open eyes and informed minds.
It's about understanding the interplay of technical ambition, ethical considerations, and strategic maneuvering. This allows us to approach the future of AI with a shared commitment to a future where technology truly benefits all of humanity,